This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun He, Kuf Nun Vav. Siman Kuf Nun Vav. And we're in the middle of Sif Aleph. And the Mechaber said, after you learn, you should go to work. Any Torah that doesn't have work with it will cease. It will bring to sin, because poverty will make you violate the will of Hashem. But your work should not be primary, it should be secondary. It should be arai. The Torah should be keva, and this way you'll be successful in both. V'yisav yitein be'amuna. You should deal in business honestly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should not have in your business any stealing. And also on this, they ask a person at the time of judgment. There are many constant mitzvahs that are placed on a person to do. They're not brought under Shulchan Aruch. There are many constant mitzvahs that are incumbent upon a person, and they're not cited. There is a famous Magen Avram in Siman Kanu that brings down all the important daily obligations that are not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Magen Avraham brings them from the Rambam and other Rishonim. Therefore, I too will not refrain from codifying and bringing down some of these matters. Kasav HaRambam, mitzvah saseh lihidabek b'chachamim v'salmideyem kidei lomoid mimaseyem. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa to cling to the sages and their students to learn from their actions. Ke'inyin shenemar uvoy sidbak. Is it possible to cling to the Shekhinah? This is how the sages explain this mitzvah. Cling to the sages and their students. Therefore, a person should try to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. V'yasi bitoy l'Talmud Chacham. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Shmiras Halashoin, one should try so hard to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, even if you have to give up a good part of your assets to do so. Like Chazal say, La'olam yimkar adam koma sheyesh loy v'yisa Bas Talmud Chacham. What about in our times? In our times, it's an even greater obligation. Because if you marry into the family of Talmid Chachamim, you'll have generations of Yirei Hashem u'mekamei mitzvahs. But if you don't, all bets are off. Because we see in our times, the more money you have, the less likely will your family be to be loyal to Hashem.
Yesterday we said that a person shouldn't work extra to make more money to do mitzvahs with.
Right.
Supporting a son-in-law, not
including that? Correct. Why are you supporting your son-in-law? You support yourself. No, we're not talking about marrying. We didn't talk about over here marrying. We're talking about you. Yisa bas Talmud Chacham. And then also Yasi bitoy le Talmud Chacham. Mm-hmm. So should you go to work to do that? If you need to. But look, yesterday we were talking about you have to work only for what your needs are. So this would expand your need. But in general, not. Okay, so this is the first mitzvah. Hidavik b'chachamim v'tamideim. V'lecho v'lishtoy sim tamach. Let's say you're at a kiddush and you could sit at table one where they're talking about sports. You could sit at table two, they're talking about politics. Or you could sit next to the rabbi. You should always try to sit next to the rabbi. What about if somebody's in the seat next to him? You should push him off his chair and sit there. No, you shouldn't push him off his chair. But you should try to get onto that table. Always sit next to Talmid Chacham. Let's say you could sit next to Talmid Chacham and you choose to sit with the guys. You're mevatel a mitzvah saseh da'iraisa of uvoy sidbak. Let's say you could walk home from shul. You could walk home with stam a guy, or you could walk home with Talmid Chacham. And you choose to walk home with a guy who you can have a better conversation with. You're mevatel a mitzvah da'iraisa uvoy sidbak. Okay. Velasli prakmachia le Talmid Chacham. You should do business with a Talmid Chacham. If you could do business with two people, you should do business with the Talmid Chacham. Uleschaber lahen b'chol minei chibur. You should attach yourself to them in any possible way. The Rambam says, conversely, you should distance yourself from Rishayim. How should you do that? Rav Moshe has a tshuva. The same way you need to attach yourself to Talmid Chachamim, you should distance yourself from Rishayim. Do not do business with them. Don't make partnerships with them. Okay. However, Rav Moshe says it's not a halachic iser, and therefore, if for parnasa you need to make a deal or you need to make a partnership with the mechalel Shabbos, you're allowed to. Anyway, back to the Mishnah Berurah. Shenemar uladav kabay ad kan l'shaynei. Va'amru chachamenu zalkal hanena misuda shetam chacham shari besoicha ki ilu nene mizev hashchina. If you get derive pleasure, if you're enjoying a suda tam chacham is at, it's like being nene from the zev hashchina. Oid kasad perik vav halach gimel. Mitzvah al kol adam lehoiv es kol echad mi yisrael kegufay. There's a mitzvah on every Jew to love every single Jew like your own body. One second. Back to the Talmid Chacham. The Gemara in Brachos says on Membeis, the schar of someone who is Mahane Talmid Chacham, the Gemara says in Brachos, take off l'tamidei chachamim bracha. Immediately to Talmid Chacham is blessing, meaning when you are benefit Talmid Chachamim, your payback is immediate. The Gemara continues, someone who brings a Talmid Chacham into his house, he's zoicha to bracha in his house. One who's not mahana Talmid Chacham from his assets, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Einoi roya simen bracha l'olam. Moreover, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Sefer Shem Olam, if you're mahana Talmid Chachamim, miskaprim loy kala v'inoisav, just like by learning Torah. Also, you're zoicha to tchias hamesim. Also, Hashem will make you smarter in the future. And ad sheyizka leisha b'yeshiva shomala, like the Gemara says in Psachim, kalamato malai lekisan shalmi chachamim, zoich v'yesh b'yeshiva shomala. Chofetz Chaim says in Abbas Chesed, any way of assisting Talmid Chacham in being misparnes him, your zoicha leisha b'yeshiva shomala. Not only that, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you're machzik loim de Torah, even if you're an ama oretz, you will be zoicha to know the Torah. Here you have a guy, he can't even read the Rashi Oisiyos. If he supports Torah, he will be zoicha to know the Torah. Okay, so now next mitzvah. Mitzvah kol adam lehaves kol echem miso kagufay. Shenem rav yavta l'recha kamaycha. L'fikach tzarech. So what are the dictates of this mitzvah? L'fikach tzarech l'saper b'shivchay. You need to speak about the praise of other Jews. Uvifnei soinav aser. But don't praise him in front of someone who hates him. Shelo yavoyu l'saper b'gnusay. Mehilchos deyos. Shenem rav yavta l'recha. V'lachos amamayna kesho chas amaman atzma. You should take pity on another Jew's money like on your own money. V'roitz b'chvayt atzmai. And you should honor him like you want to be honored. Lefikach hameskabid beklein chaveroi ein lechig lamaba. One who takes honor in his friend's shame does not have a share in the world to come. part of the mitzvah v'yavta l'recha kamoicha, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Machaneh Yisrael, is that if you see another Jew in distress, it's a very big mitzvah to speak with him until his distress is relieved. Also, Chafetz Chaim says the main mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim is Nichlal and V'yahavta L'recha Kameicha. Okay. V'davka Re'acha B'Torah Mitzvahs. Only your friend in Torah Mitzvahs. Aval Adam Rasha. But a wicked person, Shara Yisai Sha'avar Avera Ha'meforsemes V'Yisov L'Kibal Teichacha Mitzvah L'Snaisai. Someone who's a wicked person that you see that he violated a widespread sin and he did not accept rebuke, it's a mitzvah to hate him. In the Sefer Marganisa Tava, at the end of Sefer Avos Chesed, he brings, according to Maram Milublin, you're now to hate a Rasha if you didn't rebuke him. So since in our dar, Ein mi sheyadeh lo ichiach, so then you should not hate Rishayim. What about Jews who are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs? The Chafetz Chaim says in his letters, Rubam Einam Lahachis. We have to see further. What about to do Chesed to a Rasha? Chafetz Chaim says in Avos Chesed, even though technically you're allowed to hate him, still it's a mitzvah to do Chesed to him. If he's a Liteyavain, an Apikoires, or a Malshin, or Michal Oshavs of Hahesia, Ein Ligmali my Chesed. Okay, we have to see further regarding that. Viter, Avas Hager Shenes Gayer. Loving a convert that converted. See, I was going to ask you, what about a convert that didn't convert? Meaning, what about someone in the process? Is there a mitzvah of Avas Hager? It's a very common question. You don't know, are they going to, especially in our times, are they going to make it through? Are they going to prove themselves? In the meantime, do they get any special preferential treatment? The Lashon of the Chafetz Chaim, why did he say, Avas Hager Shenis Gayer. You can just say Avas Hager. Once they convert, Shnei Mitzvahs Asehen, Shnei Rabbi Gam Mitzvah Bifnei Atzav Avtem Asager, and then Avas Yisrael. Someone who hits their friend, here's the good news. If you punch your friend, you're not over. Because you're very transparent. You tell him, I don't like you. Here, pow. So you're not over the lav of lo yisisna sachich b'vavecha. Ella hu over mishum lo yosef lahakoisai. You're just over the lav of lo yosef. You shouldn't hit him excessively. Uvecheruf, and by disgracing him, over mishum loisainu ishasamisai. Vimhechlima, if you shamed him, over gamke mishum loisisal of chait. Okay, we'll hold it here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.